and opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Gold dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs. Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency that would rival the dollar and euro. They would sell oil and other resources around the world only for gold dinars. It's an idea that would shift the economic balance of the world. Countries' wealth would depend on how much gold they have, not how many dollars they trade. And Libya has 144 tons of gold.
Welcome, welcome, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Dave from L.A., coming to you live from FEMA Region number 6. It is September, it's a Tuesday, September the 5th, 2017. We have a live show for you all today, very, very important live show for you all. And we would ask if you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025, then hit star, star. We'll see you in queue and we'll definitely bring you up. Hopefully you all had a nice, long weekend with friends and family, or however you chose to spend the time. Hopefully it was productive for you. Know it was for us, and greatly, greatly appreciate you all. So with that being said, everyone, let's continue to support Black Talk Radio Network. Go to the website for the network, and you'll see the donation prompt that's there. Give what it is that you can give so this network can stay on the air. I'm going to go through things quickly because of there's so many things that we need to be discussing for today's show and want to get right into it. So also, you can support the network by being a part of his main social media network known as BTR Community. BTR Community is a membered social media outlet where you can engage in your social media activities without being adversely affected. And you could go also to www.btrcommunity.com. Join, donate, join, and be a part of it all, because that will help this network stay on air as well. It's only $24 a year, $24 a year for the membership. Also, if you'd like to acquire real money, if you would like to save as a king or a queen, or save as a lady and a gentleman, and not to be paid and save as a slave in debt, you could go to Prosperity Mint, ProsperityMint. Check out what's in inventory there. Then go to info@prosperitymint.com. Email Prosperity Mint and let them know that you are what you're thinking about, and they will is purchasing, and someone will get in contact to advise you. And very, very important, that's to your benefit, to make sure that you understand the overall buying process. It's to your benefit so that some good advice can be given to you that will be beneficial to you. You need to first email and let them know, info@prosperitymint, that you are purchasing, so that they can advise you from there. So very, 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 very important that you do that. Okay. Also, real quickly. Also, everyone, continue to support my man Michael Emmanuel. Go to the GoFundMe campaign that's there, posted there. Give what it is that you can for my man Michael Emmanuel, that is recovering from germ cell cancer. So definitely please participate in that as well. Okay. Then we have, if you are interested in trading in the cryptocurrencies, you could do that with us. at rcryptocurrency.com, rcryptocurrency.com. Join and be a part of that. I'm doing very, very well there. Very, very pleased in what's being done. Looking forward to doing so much more. Okay. Also, there is a seminar coming up for December the 23rd and December the 24th in Dallas, and is put on by Legacy Management Group, and is going to be about structuring your family's legacy. And individual tickets are $350. Two tickets is for $500. And this is going to be a seminar on trust and foundations. I will be a presenter that's there. A lot of great information, things that you're going to need to be engaging in. And you can do that. Go to that website for that. Okay, so with that being said, everyone, we need to really jump into today's show as quickly as possible. And if you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. And today's topic for September the 5th, 2017, you must be ready for the defeated state of America. You must be ready for the defeated state of America. What the current events really mean. And that's what we're going to be discussing in today. So we're going to jump into what's in the news and get into some of the things that are going on. First and foremost, before we do that, I want to quickly just say to you all that Hurricane Irma has now been categorized as a Category 5+. And winds that are anywhere from 175 miles to 190 miles per hour possibly could reach a hurricane category 6. And this is probably, and from the overall information as we stand now, is growing to be the most powerful storm ever. Now Irma is now the strongest Atlantic hurricane on record. And Florida is preparing. The Florida governor will probably have an evacuation order for different parts of Florida, particularly Miami, and some other areas around there. Be aware of that. If you are in the Florida area, be prepared for that. And then right after Irma, there is another storm that is coming behind it, Jose. And so this is going to be, in my opinion, very, very difficult. So this storm, if you're in the Florida area, please be aware of this. You probably already know, you, if you're a Floridian, then you know how to prepare. Floridians are some of, you don't have to really talk too much about preparing with Floridians because they do every season. But this is one storm that you may not want to be engaging in. And so by all accounts, this is said to be a huge, huge storm. And its overall trajectory places it possibly striking Miami head on or in that area. So as a category 5+ or more, depending on what happens with its trajectory. So do not play with this. Get out of the way and get out of the way. Get out of the way. And so the National Hurricane National Hurricane, what is that, posted it there. Let me look really quickly. Move this down. I actually posted some of the findings from, that was the wrong posting. Okay. Let me find the right one. Hang on it. All right, that's all right. But there's some major events that are happening, and you need to definitely be aware of that. And notice that some of my posts have been changing. I wonder where that's coming from. So okay, got it. But I'm going to repost something from the National Hurricane Center that is very, very important. It was an update that was given from this morning, and it is in the category 5 range, and it's probably going to be growing. So you all need to know that. Very, very, very important. Okay, so now let's get into what's in the news. we'll jump into today's show. All right, so first article that we posted, let me just put up here in regards to, and we'll come back to today's show and lay it all, the fundamental groundwork. First article that we posted came from Viral Liberty. A second Middle East country within a week announced it will begin selling bonds in Chinese renminbi. A few days ago, Saudi Arabia announced that they were in the process of diversifying away from the dollar and are planning to sell sovereign bonds in RMB in order to shore up their dwindling coffers. Do you know what that means, ladies and gentlemen? That means we're going to talk about that. Very, very important. Huge importance. Next article comes from the Pravda Report. Judging from his speech, China intends to build a new global chain of value with its partners of rebalancing the economic globalization. Ladies and gentlemen, it's all a part of today's show. Major, major events. Next article. I posted this one. This was a little went a little bit earlier, but this was a little older one, but it's very, very important. Top German politicians want U.S. nuclear weapons out. Check out that article. Next article. This one comes from The Hill. North Korea just may be able to win a war if it begins with an EMP in Tokyo. Yes. Check out that. That comes from The Hill. All a part of today's show. Next article comes from The Asian Review. It's a Japanese. The Nikkei Asian Review comes from Japan. North Korea threats prompts Japanese evacuation preparations. Tokyo, as tensions on the Korean Peninsula reach a new height with Pyongyang last nuclear testing, and they over the weekend, they tested a hydrogen bomb while we were on air, and that had major, major ramifications. Japan is planning for a possible mass evacuation of nearly 60,000 Japanese citizens currently living in South Korea. Well, it's not just the Japan. I've had reports where Russia has pulled all of their diplomats and their family members out of both Korea, and it was out of North Korea that they pulled those out. Okay, next article. This one comes from Sputnik News. BRIC countries in talk on establishing joint credit rating agency. The presidents of Russia Chambers of Commerce and Industrial Chamber of Commerce and Industries, CCI, Sergey Katrin, said Sunday that the BRIC nations have made remarkable progress in this, in the talks on the idea of establishing a joint credit agency. This means that you, ladies and gentlemen, here in the United States, will be poor regardless of your overall economic standing. It is going to be diluted. It is going to be cut not in half. It's going to be cut by 80%. The overall degradation of your standard of living, quality of life as you have known it, has now been completely nullified, and it is all being conceptualized and put into practice as we speak. This being one of the key moves and biggest moves right here. We're going to talk about that today as well. Next article comes from Russia Insider. Russia Insider. Putin hits back, vows to destroy Western financial and trade hegemony. On the eve of the BRICS summit, it was over this weekend, a defiant Putin hit back at the Western elite, vowing to destroy the U.S.-led Western global financial and trade hegemony. Putin said in a plan, it says plain and clear in an article he penned ahead of the summit that started on September the 4th. That was 2 days ago. So it started yesterday, and is going as we speak now. Next article from the Daily Economist. China ready to crush the petrodollar in reserve currency with new oil contracts backed by yuan and gold. On September 1st, a new report out of Asia is signaling China is ready to make their next move against the petrodollar. We'll be taking a look at that specifically. Next article, and I hope you hear what all of this means, ladies and gentlemen. Next article, this comes from Russia Insider. Game changer. China to buy oil with gold backed by yuan. This goes with the other. Next article, this comes from oilprice.com. China readies yuan price crude benchmark backed by gold. This is not just one article. There's multiple articles from all around the world. It is not only going to happen. It is happening, and you must be prepared for it. Next article comes from Russia Insider. Putin, BRICS ready to challenge the U.S. dollar as global reserve currency. Then my next article is right-click this one to for it in English. It comes from a Japanese agency, and it says that North Korea is moving another ICBM into position for a missile launch. Check out that article. This next article from Financial Tribune, North Korea could be preparing a new missile launch. Next article comes from Press TV. Press TV, Putin, Russia has the right to expel more U.S. diplomats. Next article comes from the South China Morning Post. The celebrity figurehead presidents of China and Jinping urges China and India to put ties on track after standoff. And this is huge. Check out that article. Next article, this one comes from Sputnik News, and it says EU weary of China's growing clout in the Balkans. And I said in my commentary was no. NATO, a.k.a. the U.S., is worried about China's new power. That's really how it should be reading. Next article comes from Washington Post. South Korea's defense minister suggests bringing back tactical U.S. nuclear weapons. And remember, we've always been saying that the next conflict, World War III, will turn into global nuclear war one, where tactical nukes will be used. Here it is. Very, very important. It is no turning back. Next article comes from Bloomberg. Putin rejects sanctions as ineffective against North Korea. And that's from Bloomberg. Check out and read that article. Next article, this one is from Business Insider. Business Insider, why America can't win a war against North Korea. That is so true. Why America can't win in a war against North Korea. Very, very important. It's a lot that's here that we will be looking at, because you need to know and make your overall decisions accordingly. Let your conscience be your guide in this. Next article comes from express.co.uk. This comes from a British publication. North Korea live feeds updates. South Korea predicts new missile launch as U.S. deploys defenses. Check out that article. This is from express.co as well. North Korea nuclear attack threat. What will happen if an H-bomb hits London?
Is it just me, but sometimes, Dave, your audio goes out for some reason.
It's from Cerebrally Naive Network. Female hurricanes are deadlier than male hurricanes, study says. A study suggests people preparing differently for hurricanes depend on whether the storm has a male or female name. Feminine names, hurricanes, versus muscular name, hurricanes, cause significantly more deaths by apparently because they lead to lower perception of risk and consequently less preparedness. When you are not prepared, ladies and gentlemen, you fall under the overall fate of fortune, which is a slim to none chance in so many instances. Very, very true. Check out that article. Next article. This one comes from Strategic Culture. Three dangerous delusions about North Korea. We'll definitely touch on some of that. So, last article, my man Raj posted this one, and this one comes from Survivorpedia. Raj posted this, and Raj's commentary was life-saving prepper information in downloadable PDF files. Very, very important. Get on this with Raj. His post, download this stuff so that you'll have it in a PDF file and have it, because the internet will definitely be going down if stuff happens. So definitely look at these things. So I will be definitely downloading some of this stuff. So that's what's in the news. If you'd like to get in on the conversation at any time, give us a call, 866-510-9025. 866-510-9025, then hit **, and we will see you in queue, and we'll definitely bring you up. This is all what I want to say before we get going into today's show. And I would say that today's show, a very, very important one. We've been preparing since we've been on air in many different events and everything else, but now we're getting to some of the real reasons why we put Tando Radio Show together and wanted to bring you the information in which we bring you. This is very, very important as to what happened. It's today's show. You must be ready for the defeat of the state of America. What current events really mean. You must be ready for the defeated state of America, because that is going to definitely happen. So it is nothing that we've been trying to advise you about. It's nothing that we want it to happen. If anything, the only thing that we want to happen is for our overall sovereignty and self-determination, for everyone to be engaged in that. The more people that engage in that, the more prosperous we all can be. And until that happens, we will continue to be at the overall whims of those that subjugate and control by way of controlling assets. Okay, and this is why we put ourselves in a disproportionate position to be taken advantage of. Leverage is used against us, and it is always something that has a malevolent agenda attached to it. So, I would say before we get into today's show, from history and from what we've been talking about for so long, regardless of who you are, from being able to prepare on a relatively, which you would consider a small level, I don't consider any form of preparation as being small. I think that everything has to be proportionate to what your circumstances are. For those of you that have prepared, I would say that there's going to be different obstacles, different situations, different opportunities that you will be facing than those that have not prepared. Some people that have not prepared, one of the things that I always say is that if you do not see something coming before it comes, the likelihood of you knowing what to do when it arrives is very, very small. Slim to none. None, if at all. And then that's where emotions kick in. That only makes the situation worse. Case in point, if you are unaware that you live in, also, there's major wildfires in Los Angeles and everything else. If you are unaware how wildfires act, and that one is, and you can't see one coming by clearing all the brush, and you allow all kind of brush and different dry foliage around your house and different and everything else, and you are unaware that how fires happen and wildfires happen. And one happens, and because everything around you is fueling that overall fire, it will definitely consume your home if it goes in that direction. And once it starts going in your direction, you won't be able to stop it. Same thing happens in so many things in preparation. The key is to know things are possible, position yourself accordingly. In case they do happen, you'll have an appropriate response. Case in point as well, during Hurricane Harvey, if you weren't aware of how hurricane works, and there were many people that were stuck in their attic area and didn't think about they may have to cut themselves out of the attic because they knew nothing about how hurricanes work and what they needed to prepare for. You can't prepare for it as well when the event is unfolding than you could when the sun was shining, when there was no storm. And I say that for you all to see how serious things can always be. And prepping is not something like they put on TV or put in mainstream media. Your whole life should be preparing for something. Preparing to do this, preparing to get out of debt, preparing to buy a home, preparing to buy a car. And if you prepare yourself for different things, you'll have more leverage than otherwise. Preparing for when the overall system of subjugation decides that it is going to strengthen its hand against you. It's not about just having this and having that. It's about you protecting your sovereignty and self-determination. And there are global events that are that are unfolding right now as we speak, that I hope it does not go to the next level. But if it does, once these events happen, the only thing that you will be able to do is respond to them accordingly, according to what you have put yourself and your family and our overall community in the position to do. This is why it's so important. For me, I have a lot of clients. In my relationships, I will be dealing with those individuals probably only exclusively because there's leverage and they're prepared for it. So even from the smallest to ones that have multi-million dollar capabilities and facilities, it doesn't really matter. It matters about your overall response. There are so many things that are on the forefront right now. Yes, it will affect your overall physical nature, which will in itself end at some time a great transformation, but it also affects your spiritual, that's eternal, because how you see yourself spiritually in how you respond in your physical records it and displays it in the physical realm. This is why defeating people, spirit, getting to surrender is critical. Because I don't think it just happens here. Most people think that there's going to be some relief after they make the great transformation. Who told you that? That was true. That you can substantiate and validate that. You can't. But look deep inside of yourself and see what everything that you have spiritually was given to you as a gift. But your will is your determination, what you do with that gift. Do not allow the baggage, the defeated nature of the physical realm make that same transformation with you further. I don't know what happens after, nor do you. You may think, you may believe, but you don't know. You've never been there. So be as sound spiritually as you possibly can be. And that doesn't mean that you're defeated. That doesn't mean that you follow some man's ritual. That doesn't mean that you are in a cult. You follow cultic ritual practices that mean nothing at all. I don't know. There you go.
Dave, are you having communication issues? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you, Scotty.
Okay, can you hear the music?
Music, yeah.
Okay, because you act like you were thrown off by that or something. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's only 5:30. We got a...
I'm sorry. My bad. Let's go ahead and take it anyway.
Okay, yeah, let's take this commercial break. All right, everyone, when we come back, we're going to jump right into what's really going on. I want to point this out to you. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 866-510-9025. You're listening to the Ando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break. Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Dave, from L.A. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. We'll see you in queue, and we'll definitely bring you up. Let me bring to you some of these major events and what they really mean, because it is the onslaught and the real move to the defeated state of America, or the untied states of America. These, in my opinion, said that this summer, right around the end of the summer in September, October, is going to be trying. And thought a lot of things were going to be kicking off, and because the timing is critical. Let me give you a couple of events that are major. The U.S. debt ceiling is here. The overall Hurricane Harvey is here. Now you have Hurricane Irma. Jose is behind it. Now, and I would say this, that these are possibly events that hurricanes are that are not natural to the overall seasonal natural progression of hurricanes that are without man's influence. In my opinion, these could be actually weaponized. Look at the overall destruction that Harvey has done to Houston, a port city that has a lot of refineries, a port city that is economically critically important to the overall state of Texas, which has one of the largest economies in the nation, and also it has an economy as big as other countries, and then now that is destabilizes that. And now you have other hurricanes that are coming. Where are they going to go? Who knows? The government is the actual government itself. There was a report out in 2010 that the government can no longer withstand any natural disaster that is beyond, I forget what the threshold was, but these overall events that are happening right now definitely spearhead that. And this all could be, in my opinion, be part of the overall weaponization of weather, because wars aren't against individual countries. Wars are when the system decides to strengthen its hand against the overall human population. And they do it by deceptive measures. They tell you you're an American, you're a Russian, you're a this, when in actuality, the great creator made you something else. And if you would buy a lie, those deceptive tactics will continue to do what? Steal and take from your energy. So we have those events. Now, and also, we now have the overall North Korea, the Korean Peninsula. You have Europe. You have the Middle East. Confrontations that are going on there that are expanding themselves to far more than what they are. Let's take it one by one. Let's take North Korea in itself. This is my opinion about North Korea. North Korea is also where the start of the overall untied states of America goes. Here's why. I'm going to get into this to substantiate and validate it. I want to give this point to you first. The U.S. has already lost the war with North Korea, from the standpoint of how they project it. Even though this is something that is being used, this is a situational direction that's being put in a direction to best position plausible deniability, so where we continue to think on the terms that man has put laid out in the map, meaning you're an American, You're a Puerto Rican, you're a Jamaican, you're this, you're that, this and this. Why? Because that takes away leverage from you and it gives it to the overall system itself. That's the truth. Like it or not, you may agree with me or not, but here's where it ends. Go up on a plane and look at what the great creator has made. There is no borders. So here's what it is, in my opinion, how this is going to be leveraged and used. North Korea signifies that the corporation of the United States was unable to prevent a country from obtaining nuclear weapons. And since they were unable to prevent a country from obtaining nuclear weapons outside of the sphere and confines of what has already been put into place, it now means the U.S. will no longer have any economic, geopolitical, or military significance throughout the world. Here's why. Since North Korea is a nuclear-capable country, the U.S. cannot defeat them militarily at all. And by not being able to do that, that means that other countries now do not have to be the underthumb of the United States. No longer does the petrodollar, by way of threatening, if you don't do what we say, we'll sanction you and bankrupt you, and if that doesn't work, we'll invade you. That's what's unfolding right now. Not only is it the economic hegemony, the political hegemony, but it's also the military hegemony is being taken away. The U.S. has no dominance in those fields anymore. They can't tell any country what to do any longer. And look at how many military bases that they've placed all throughout the world to tell every country what they're going to do. They don't have that leverage any longer. Because that leverage was given to them. As well, it will be given to and taken from them and given to another so that the overall system remains intact. Here's what happens. Since North Korea now has nuclear weapons, they have nuclear capabilities, the U.S. will not be able to stop other countries from developing the same technology and having North Korea and other nations to support them, just as it was with North Korea. So what does that mean? Everybody now has the same stick. And since they have the same stick, what does that mean? That means when they go to the park, when they say they got next, they got next. Now it's our turn to do well. You've been exploiting us for a while. It's time for you to sit down. And you're going to sit down forever. And you're starting to see that play out. So what this really means by North Korea having nuclear capabilities, it means that the U.S. will no longer be able to bully and steal resources from other nations any longer. If Gaddafi had waited, he would have been able to institute his overall plan, nuclear plan. The U.S. would not have been able to do anything. In all the other nations, from Iran to the other nations, from Japan, everyone, they won't be able to have influence there. And so now, since they have no influence, guess what's going to happen? Other countries are not going to do business by their rules. They're going to do business by agreements that they will strike with other countries, purposely excluding the U.S. Here's why. They will no longer be taken advantage of. They're going to want to position themselves, economically position themselves for the best return possible for that nation and that agreement. SWIFT and the middleman is being cut out. This is happening everywhere in all forms of economic financing, because you're going from a debt-based economy to an asset-based economy. What does that mean? You're going from getting paid as a slave to being paid and saving as a king or queen or a lady and a gentleman. Someone will say, what do you mean, Dave? The U.S. was enslaving the rest of the world by way of their paper dollars, debt notes. The rest of the world now has severed that relationship. by force. And because that relationship has severed, now the only thing that they will be engaging in, and you can see this in all forms of the economy, even here, all forms of debt debt is losing its overall influence. And if debt topples, that means that the overall fundamental economic wherewithal of the United States of America is based off of that. And that means it collapses. And when it collapses, it's going to collapse after the rest of the world prosecutes it. And when they prosecute it, they are going to say that they need to pay reparations for what they took that was not theirs. They took it by force of fear until we had the proper overall positioning to defend ourselves appropriately. We didn't forget what you stole. It just took us a little bit longer to get what we needed to defend ourselves. Now that we can defend ourselves, we're taking our stuff back. That's really what's happening from the standpoint of the system. But in actuality, what the system is doing is allowing the U.S. all empires fall, allowing it to fall so that they don't fall, so the system doesn't crumble. I will be happy when we realize that the system is deep, ancient, and has been going on for too long, and it's time for us not to engage in it. So that's what is really going on, is that North Korea is the signal that the untied states of America or the defeated states of America is at hand. And you're seeing that happen in all different forms and fronts. Yes, I do believe the weather events that you have seen is a part of it all. Yes, there will be even more. So, now to substantiate and validate what I just expressed to you all. And if you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 866-510-9025. I'm going to read a couple of things that are very, very important for you to see that. Here it goes. First one that I want to bring to your attention. Oops, let me get. One second. Here it goes. A second Middle East country within a week announces it will begin selling bonds in Chinese renminbi. Basically, they're not buying U.S. debt any longer. Basically, ladies and gentlemen, your overall dollars, cream, cash rules everything around me. People are killing each other and will do whatever they got to get to $1 million in their bank account. All of that is going to be broke millionaires and billionaires all over if all they have is U.S. dollars. Your overall purchasing power of your dollars mean nothing. The smart and wise thing to be doing is to transfer those into real hard assets, into real intrinsical value while they're still accepted. It is nothing more than a paper coupon. A piece of paper can't do anything unless the person that receives it honors it. The rest of the world now, the second country, Saudi Arabia, was one. They announced that. Do you realize how we need to really realize how significant that is? They broke the petrodollar. They are now going to be buying Chinese renminbi bonds. They are going to buy the bonds of what they're really going to do is they're buying into what China is laying out as an intrinsical value asset-based economic system. The U.S. can't do it because they got debt. They wanted to enslave and then subjugate even more. System in this new way does too, but they're not. They're going to do it in a covert way. Let me read this article to you. A few days ago, Saudi Arabia announced that they were in the process of diversifying away from the dollar, talking about the U.S. dollar. Why aren't you in the process of diversifying yourself away from the U.S. dollar? Why? Because all those that have U.S. dollars will be choking on it and won't be able to breathe. And are planning to sell sovereign bonds in renminbi in order to shore up their dwindling coffers. if your coffers, what does that mean? They realize that they've been had, and if they want to make it economically going forward because they are losing purchasing power, they are getting impoverished, they are getting paid a slave's wage. If they want to make remain economically relevant, they need to get rid of that and put into their overall savings real money. Because their overall vaults are filled with paper pieces of nothing. It's not filled with anything that has intrinsic value. Now, on August the 31st, a second Middle East Gulf nation is reporting to be doing the same as the UEA government. Could actually beat the Saudis to the punch by being the first to receive the Chinese yuan from the sale of sovereign bonds. This is what happens, ladies and gentlemen. Your overall time to prepare economically, your window is closing very fast, because as these nations start to do it, there's going to propel all the other nations to hurry up to do it as well. It's a race to assets, and there are only a few assets, and if you are left out, ladies and gentlemen, you are left out without. The golden rule, those with the gold make the rules. And they make those with the gold make the rules for those that have no gold to be ruled by. So there is a race. And when they start to announce it, that means it's already been done for a very long time. The race has already decided. They're just releasing it now, because now they're going to say that now, since we were accumulating these things in private, here's what the race is about. Then they're going to say, oh, we only got this. Well, we got all of this now. You didn't know that we had this. Because when we were actually running this race, we didn't tell you that there was a race, because we didn't want you to protect yourself. By you not protecting yourself, by you not being prepared, by you not positioning yourself, you're not going to know what to do when the event happens, because you don't have the appropriate position. And they catch you off guard. It goes on. The government of the UEA plans to issue a yuan-denominated bond in China, which will make the first Middle East issuer in Chinese interbank bonds market, according to sources familiar with the matter. Sharia, one of the seven members of the UAE, United Arab Emirates, is in the process of applying and issuing the instrument known as a panda bond, said the sources, who declined to be named after the matter is not yet public. Gulf governments and companies have boasted bonds insurances over the past years because low oil prices have pushed the state's budget into deficit and tightened liquidity in their bank systems. To encourage greater global use of the yuan in diversifying funds, sources for its Belt and Road trade route connecting China by land, sea, and to Europe, Beijing is keen to attract more foreign issuers of bonds. And its interbank bond market is the third largest after the United States and Japan. Excuse me. What does that mean, ladies and gentlemen? That means this. If they're diversifying, there is a new bond market that's being established. And that means that those in the new bond market will no longer engage in the old ways. Who's the old ways? The United States and Japan. Article goes on. The significance of these moves, of course, by Saudi Arabia and SARA, are just the representative of continuous evidence of a long-standing petrol agreement and an acknowledgement for the financial strength of China and its banking system. Now, let me stop there. What does that mean? Here's what it means. The U.S. is done economically. That means your quality of life, your standard of living is the real target, ladies and gentlemen, and you have to prepare for that storm and be appropriate for that. There needs to be an evacuation order. I'm calling for an evacuation order of everyone out of the U.S. treasuries, out of the U.S. dollar, out of the U.S. debt system, because if you don't, you are going to be drowning in its overflow of its abundance without any recourse, meaning you're going to get flooded with paper dollars that won't buy a darn thing. This is very serious. This is going to be something that is going to hit everywhere you know, because we have not gone where we should be. We have not embedded ourselves where we should be. Article continues. If they run, let me just say this, as they run to China, that means that China requires, remember what China says, nobody can do business in our bonds, in our instruments or our financial instruments if they have dollars. So what does that mean? They're going to drop the dollars. If everybody's dropping dollars, where are all those dollars going to come to? Oh, don't be surprised. Everyone just hit the U.S. lottery. You're going to have millions, but you won't be able to buy a damn thing. Article. As more and more OPEC and oil producing countries diversify out of the dollar denominated assets and debt, the more the U.S. loses market share as a singular global reserve currency. And with the dollar already beginning to experience its own hegemony by falling over 10% since the beginning of the year, it soon will open the door for more countries to look eastward towards China and quickening the end of the dollar hegemony over the global financial system. Here is why you have the wars and rumors of war as they come right now. That is it. This is why, and this is why the destabilization is here. Next article, before we go open up, before we open up the line, I want to give you another major one. This comes from oilprice.com. China readies yuan price crude oil benchmark backed by gold. You remember in 2003, 2004, 2005, 2006, 2007, you saw cash for gold places all over the place. That was soft mining, ladies and gentlemen. The system here in the United States, I believe that China required, in order for the U.S. to pay some of its debt, that they required that, no, you're not going to give us pieces of coupon papers worth nothing. You give that to your ignorant, naive, not knowing people in your country because you have not educated them properly on what an asset, what currency, and what money is. You give that to them. We don't accept that. You better bring us money. Give us the gold that you have. Give us the metals that you have. Cash for clunkers. You know where those cars went after they were turned into, after they were scrapped and everything else? That metal was sent to China. Why was that metal sent to China? Because the overall infrastructural development that's going to need to be done globally, China's going to be at the forefront. But let's get back to the cash for gold. They had everybody having gold parties and give you all kinds of things. Most of the people here in this country liquidated what little gold that they had because what the system was doing was giving you worthless and was requiring that you give them priceless. And we took the deal because we are so price sensitive. We're so addicted to the dollar. We don't know the difference between value and price. We don't know the difference between saving and being a consumer. We don't know the differences from being broke and being prosperous. We don't know the difference between a coupon and an asset. This system was brutal. And in doing that, what did that do? That put us all in a position of disadvantage so that when the overall untied states or the defeated states of America comes in, here comes all of their factories and they will have slave labor camps where everybody that was in debt or could not maintain their overall quality of life and standard of living because the overall asset price is going to go up on everything. And if you don't have any assets, how are you going to be denominated the value thereof? Meaning, how are you going to engage in something that you don't have? And so since you don't have it, they're going to say you do have an asset, you do have value, and that is a workforce value, that is your energy. And here's where you're to report for 5 cents a day. This is the setup. And I know a lot of people won't like what I'm saying. I don't give a. This is the real of where we are, because we have followed, by way of mainstream media, our overall death march economically, our death march energy-wise, asset-wise, and our death march sovereignty-wise. They've been bred in us to follow a leader, and they've been leading us to slaughter every cent. Here's how it rolls. China readies yuan price crude oil benchmark backed by gold. The world's top oil producer, China, the world's top oil importer, China, is preparing to launch a crude oil future contract denominated in Chinese yuan's renminbi, and converted and convertible into gold. Meaning this, you have the future contract that is a Chinese-backed yuan that you can trade in for gold, the value of it for gold, because it's convertible into gold. Why is that significant? Into gold that they're talking about is not paper contract gold, actual physical gold, all the physical gold that we all sold here in the United States for a coupon that doesn't have any purchasing power. We gave it all away, and we sent the overall wealth eastward. Golden rule. Now they're making all the rules. There's something more significant there. Not really the gold. It's the silver. It's so valuable, they won't tell you that. They make you focus on something that's inferior to something that's superior in its overall importance and intrinsical value. Article goes on. Potentially creating the most important Asia oil benchmark and allowing oil exports to bypass the U.S. dollar denominated benchmark by trading in yuan. Here's why that's so important. You think about it yourself. You're always shopping for a deal. If somebody offers you a better deal that has real value to it, what are you going to do? You're going to walk away from the overall deal that doesn't. So everybody's going to walk away from what? The way that the U.S. has been doing it, they're not going to engage in the petrodollar. So what is that going to do? That is going to overall collapse your quality of life and your standard of living, because all of your overall, the U.S. had a facade of wealth. It's like moonlight. It don't exist. There ain't no such thing as moonlight. It's a reflection from the sun. Just as we all thought that America was the wealthiest, that was a reflection from something else. It doesn't exist. It was a reflection of the deception. Article continues. The crude oil futures mark will be the first commodity contract in China open to foreign investment funds. Foreign investment funds mean other countries mutual funds, and things of that nature. You can't remember, hedge funds, trading houses and oil firms, circumvention of, and who are those oil firms? Resnick out of Russia, the overall infrastructure all through the Middle East, and the overall infrastructure here in the U.S. that's owned by foreign entities. They are going to be taking U.S. assets and trading it for the overall asset collateral-based exchanges where the U.S. will not benefit from it. Goes on. The circumvention of the U.S. dollar trade could allow oil exporters such as Russia, Iran, for example, to bypass U.S. sanctions by trading in yuan, according to the Nikkei Asian Review. To make the yuan-dominant contract more attractive, China plans for the yuan to be fully convertible into gold on the Shanghai and Hong Kong exchange. We told you a year and a half ago. Once the renminbi was bought into the overall in 2015, in September of 2015, when the yuan was brought into, when the renminbi was brought into the SDR system, and it gave them 1 year for all of the banks in the world to be convertible into renminbi. This is why they were going to be convertible into the overall bond oil benchmark that's going to be backed by gold. And we told you back then, this is probably your last year to effectively to prepare the way that you should be preparing, because positioning yourself doesn't require just one thing, especially at the overall slave wage that this system has been paying you in. It should be something that's going to take a while. And I don't know how much time is left. It really doesn't matter. But what matters is, what are you going to do with what you have now? How are you going to respond now? There is no excuse that will be able to suffice or change the conditions that you'll be faced with. It's an action plan that you have to have. Article continues. Last month, the Shanghai Futures Exchange and its subsidiary, Shanghai International Energy Exchange, successfully completed four tests in producing environments for the crude oil futures, and the exchange continues with preparation works for the listing of the crude oil futures, aiming for the launch by the end of this year. The root, why is that so important, ladies and gentlemen? Because up until then, the U.S. will implode economically by way of wars, by way of strategical unravelment, and by way of the rest of the world walking away. You may not be able to walk away from the U.S. because it's difficult for us to see that, but it ain't difficult for the rest of the world to see what's obvious. Get out the way. The hardest people to get to prepare are those that benefit from the overall malevolent means and methods that were used, where they thought it was beneficial to them. For Europeans to see what's really going on, they come to the conclusion quickly and have an appropriate response.
Hey, David.
Take somebody. Take one sec, Scott. Yeah, I'll go right to you. Take somebody from Arizona. They'll say, nah, that never happened. Take somebody from a black community anywhere in this country. They'll say, nah, we don't never need to do that. We cool. Take somebody from a white community somewhere in California. Nah, that won't never happen. That's because you're the target. So this is major. Go ahead, Scotty.
Yeah, before we go to the break, I wanted to see if you saw that story. I talked about it earlier on BTR News at noon, that noon program that's new on the network. But a study being done by three different universities collaborating. I can't call them out right now, but they showed that the 2007 global financial crash was not by poor people or black people, as they try to portray, you know, people buying more house than they could afford. And that was the common theme, even in black media, so-called black media, on corporate media. And that was the common theme. And so this study shows that it was middle class and wealthy people who were flipping homes, and they are the ones responsible for those the crash, the what they call the subprime mortgage, and then also the banks by bundling, you know, all of these loans and giving it like an A credit rating or whatever and selling off derivatives. I'm not well versed in the terms that they use.
No, you're right. Right there. That was it, Scotty. That was it. Right. Derivatives. Yes.
Yeah. And so, but I thought that was interesting. And I only know of one person who could be considered middle class. They not white. And I'm not in their bank account. I don't know, but I know of one person. I'm not going to say his name, a black person, an attorney, who actually lost their license and went to jail on a popular black radio station for flipping homes, doing this very thing that they said is responsible. But make no mistake, mostly it was white people, because they are the ones who have that credit score and more cash to leverage than what black people or poor people. So don't blame it on poor people. Don't blame it on black people. Blame it on greedy people out there flipping stuff, the banks going along with it, and they perpetrating the fraud.
That's where it is.
And what happened. Yeah, right, so there. I wonder if you saw that story.
No, I didn't see that story, but that's absolutely right. And then we got a call. We're going to go to the commercial break, and we're going to come back to the call. I think it's Brother Davis. We'll be right there after this. But here's what really happened. Here's what, and you laid it out, Scotty. The system, what it did is that it put a trap door in for people to fall in. That, but the system knew it had to have a trap door for where it was real set up. There were the institutions that caused the overall collapse. Mom and pop and everybody else were actually being set up and victimized by this system because they didn't create the overall terms and conditions. The terms and the conditions and the overall manipulation came from the very institution themselves. If mom and pop had did this, there would still be the overall economic boom, because that's how it really came down. It was set up to fail. It was set up as an excuse to get plausible deniability to steal what they already stolen. They needed a crash so that they don't have to pay out what they owe and what is due. This is what an exaption is. So listen, everyone, get ready to go to a commercial break. The caller that's out of 717, I believe that's Brother Davis, will be right there with you guys in a second. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Black Talk Radio, since 2008, providing new black media for the masses.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. Hit star, we'll see you in queue, unless I'm reading something. Then just say excuse me once we've finished the reading of everything, and we'll get right to you. So we got a caller that's in queue. And I believe it's Brother Davis or Sister Davis, 717 area code. Brother or Sister Davis, is that you?
Hey, my brother, it's always good to hear the voice
brother.
Of a friend.
Yes, it is always good to hear the voice of a friend.
You got a powerful, powerful show tonight. I'm hoping people even begin to take some of this. Write it down, because literally a lot of this is going on is to keep the illusion of what's happening to the dollar. You see, a lot of people are not getting this information you're giving them tonight. And here's what they don't realize. All along the East Coast, the oil system, the piping system is being shut down. And now there's another hurricane coming through. And all you people with dollars can expect to face a certain degree of disappointment. And here's the things that they're not talking. They're not talking about the fires in California or the fires in Washington or the fires in Montana. They're not talking about the thousands of earthquakes that have taken place right around the what they call the Yellowstone National Park.
Yes, right.
There's a lot of illusion that is going on because America is built on deception. But I wanted to really call. I wanted to add that because literally, what your show is going to amplify all of that because the need becomes greater as these things become more and more under control. But when the need becomes greater, you're going to see a greater show of force because guess what? The dollar has no value. It'll maintain a certain degree of value here in the United States because literally that's the only way they're going to be able to hopefully bring some semblance of balance into play. But outside the country, it has no value at all. But I just wanted people to understand that, you know, this is what makes Black Talk Radio Black Talk Radio. But listen, I want to give a quick shout out about my show tomorrow.
Yes.
Because we're living in a diverse time. And I want y'all to consider the example I'm about to give. And it's a parable. And listen to this very clearly because literally this is going to give you a complete focus on everything that's going on. A person had to walk through a dark forest to get to his destination. They only had a little candle which glowed and illuminated 5 feet in front of them. Looking at the forest with interpretation, they wondered how they would be able to make this trip through the deepness of the forest. With a little candle which only illuminated 5 feet in front of them. When they started to walk, they noticed something. Something amazing happened. That after they'd gone 5 feet, they could see 5 more feet. Eventually, with this in mind, they made it to their destination. And I say that because although we're going through some dark times, we always have a candle. This is what the preparation was about. And you may only see 5 feet in front of you. But don't be discouraged, because when you give up on yourself. So we have to take that step at a time to keep that 5 feet of illumination in front of us so it can work to our advantage. This is Brother David, so I'm looking for you for Wednesday Night's Wise Wednesday show. And believe me, nothing that I have said has changed the circumstances that we are in. But I'm going to definitely go to the extent of my 5 feet, because I know it's going to be another 5 feet. Okay, brother, listen, great show tonight. I got my ear up, but I'm looking.
Him. Brother Davis, well said. Tomorrow, Wise Wednesday, don't the candle of 5 feet. That, see, that's an action plan. That's an action plan, and everyone needs to. Imagine if we all had candles. The illuminate power of that 5 feet could be doubled. It could be much wider. Oh, man. Brother Davis, much love, much respect. Wise Wednesday, definitely check it out, especially in these times. This is why it's so important for us to be engaging in that. And Brother Davis is absolutely right. And, you know, Brother Davis knows the importance of commerce. And last week when there was a momentary gas problem, it exemplifies what is going to be happening and how dependent we are in so many things and how many people were so unprepared for what they known or should have known that was coming. And it didn't take long for people to get outraged and outrageous. So we want to be in a position of advantage. Assets, assets, assets. Your grocery store may have to be your backyard. Then you can establish and build and bring forth assets that other people can acquire. But the Davis was right. The dollar outside of the U.S. is going to even take a harder hit and further. But how much stuff comes from outside the world to here? hope you got Wise Wednesday.
I got
tomorrow.
A question.
Hope you got yeah, go ahead.
Yeah,
I got it's cancer. Go ahead, bro.
I got a question, something that Brother Davis raised, and this has been brought up in shows past, not recently, but we discussed, though, the vulnerable position that people classified as American citizens who may be living as retirees in places like Ghana, South America, anywhere mm-hmm. in the world, especially if that pension, which I'm sure is being transferred in American dollars and what have you, if that's their sole subsistence.
Source of income,
Yeah. They could be, you know, because it's not going to buy nothing in those places. They'll probably be put out. If they're renting, I don't know if they're buying. I don't know, but they won't be able, it's going to get tough. It's going to get tough, man. So those are things that people have to always consider when we're talking about the fiat currency of the Federal Reserve.
Yes, Scotty, and that's important. You know, in some countries, last thing you ever want to do in Dubai, if you say, I want to buy that, I promise I'll pay you, they're not going to check. Nobody has a Social Security number and a credit score in Dubai. They give it to you. Okay, cool, pay me back. Here it is. You miss one payment, you go to jail. What do you think other countries are going to do? So like what we talked about here before, for nationalized U.S. citizens outside of the U.S. and then they can't make their overall payments, those countries are going to totally change. And what about when it comes to war, when the overall nations switch and they all go towards China, Russia, and other BRIC nations, and then they got American citizens there? You know what they're going to do, or what they possibly could do? There's no telling. No telling. You could be in good, you could be in good financial standings where you diversify yourself out of this and that, but you're still an American, and they know that. And if you're in certain countries, have you ever heard of trading with the enemy? They got it on both sides, here in the States and outside of the States. If the U.S. rounded up people, what makes you think other countries won't round up people? So that their overall infrastructure won't be compromised. Who do you think the order that comes down is going to be? Whatever assets that they have, seize them. They're American. They got no legal recourse. America ain't the overall big kid on the bully on the block no more. The bully has been defeated. And what happens when the bully gets defeated? The overall wrath of those that were victimized with it becomes greater than the force that the bully ever had. Very important. Now, before we open up the lines, I just want to say this really quickly. What's happening is that we are going from a debt-based economy to an asset-based economy. And an asset-based economy is even worse than a debt-based economy, ladies and gentlemen. If you were financially struggling in a debt-based economy and you didn't see the overall switch happening, you didn't make the appropriate switch, an asset-based economy is even more burdensome than a debt-based economy, because you either have an asset with intrinsic value or you don't. The overall individuals that have assets don't will not be doing business with anybody that has a debt-based economy. You will go somewhere and say, hey, can I get this? Here go my credit score. And they're going to say, there go the door. You ain't got nothing. Then somebody else comes in and says, I have this asset. They'll say, sit down, let's establish an agreement. Because in a debt-based economy, compared to when you switch it to an asset-based economy, when you don't make that switch before it is turned on, It'll be the roaches that can't run. And you're stuck. Because how are you going to acquire assets when the overall leverage, the light has come on now, where nobody takes debt anymore? And when it comes on, ladies and gentlemen, the Shanghai Gold Exchange, and we've been telling you this, China is the one that's going to destroy the overall dollar by having the global economic community back China to do it. Done deal. What should you be doing? You should be on a real grind to acquire assets. The assets of food, the assets of being able to produce food, the knowledge to be able to produce food. That's an asset. That's intrinsical value. Asset, asset, asset. Let me tell you the difference between an asset. Let me show you an asset-based economy and a debt-based economy. A debt-based economy is purely by what man has created. An asset-based economy is purely off of the resources that the great creator has made, but under manipulation of man. Because the best asset-based economy, the one that is more sincere and true, is the ecosystem. You don't pay taxes in the ecosystem. If you know, you grow. If you're aware, you're prepared. Very easy. Very sincere. Very equitable. So, before we open up the phone lines, I want to quickly run this by you very quickly. What you're seeing in this North Korea thing, and this could change overnight. Once the overall military engagement begins, the dollar is completely done. Now, the U.S. needs this war to happen now. Let me tell you what North Korea is going to do, in my opinion. North Korea is going to push the U.S. out of South Korea, and then they're going to walk into South Korea and unify the Koreas. And when they unify the Koreas, that is going to be an economic giant as significant as Russia and China in that area. The South Sea of China will be the preferred trade route. The Belt, One Road, One Belt, the old Silk, the new Silk Road will be one that will be woven and cemented in the East. By way of the labor force of the West. The U.S., the former United States, will build the overall economic prowess and the economic consumption of the East. You know how many people it makes up in the East? Just in China alone. Then you add Russia, then you add the Korea, then you add all of the ASEAN nations. Then you add the BRIC nations with India. Oh, man. Then you add Europe. And then after that one is exhausted, there will be a new economic giant coming out of the continent of Africa. It's cyclical.
Hey, Dave, can I add?
Yes, go ahead, Brother Davis.
Many of you may or may not know, but South Korea is more technologically advanced in the quality of life than here in the United States. What we use as Wi-Fi is way outdated over there. Now, you magnify that quality of life being ushered into Northern Korea with that leader. The dynamics shift immensely in that area. The biggest problem that the whole world has to deal with that nobody's talking about is Fukushima. And believe me, she or he, however you want to say it, will raise their head because it is not dead. It's being fed every day. I just wanted to add that, brother.
So true, Brother Davis, that Fukushima, and let me say this about Fukushima. In my opinion, that earthquake in itself was plausible deniability. To keep people in their place that was getting out of place. The technology to control Fukushima is there. They haven't used it for a reason. And that reason, and as Brother Davis said, and we talked about so many times here, Fukushima is the major event that nobody talks about that's still spewing. As we go into these next phases, you'll see the overall strength of Fukushima and how that overall cross-pollination of nuclear fallout and pollution has actually waned and weakened our overall immune system so that at the appropriate time as these wars jump off, people will be getting sick beyond compare, and then the general population throughout the world will be ready to surrender to just make this end. We'll do whatever. It's population control. And they'll come up with the solution. And that solution is that now that everything is over, we can never have another nation like the United States. So here are the regulations that it will put into place so that beast can never show. They will talk about America like they talk about Nazi Germany because they are one and the same. And the next system will be overall orchestrated by the same consciousness. Here's how it goes. Sputnik. This is the publication, and I'm opening up the lines. I want to read this article to you really quickly. Short article. Says it all. Sputnik. BRIC countries in talks on establishing joint credit rating agency officials. The president of the Russian Chamber of Commerce and Industries said Sunday that the BRIC nations have made remarkable progress in its talks of an ideal of establishing a joint credit agency. Stop right there. That is how the U.S. was able to dominate economically, geopolitically, and militarily the world. They established a SWIFT system where the U.S. is the middleman, that everything that gets sold in trade and everything that gets sold in oil pays the U.S. and the Western financial institutions by way of the overall military force and the military prowess of the U.S. military arm. They weren't able to say no. They had to pay taxes. They put up these lies and everything else. The only thing that's guaranteed is death and taxes. Why? So that you'll never challenge it. There is no such thing as death, and it's a fraudulent tax system that we have because we accept it. So now, what are they doing? They're establishing another alternative to that, meaning once that is established, which it already has been, they're telling you that the U.S. is completely done. The U.S. will not go away. This overall land is ancient, and you all are ancient to this land and are indigenous to this land, but the overall resources and the assets of this land, they don't want you to know that you where the caretakers are, or you could have been in relationship with, to where you would never be in lack, nor would you ever need to fight, kill, and destroy for assets. But an insatiable appetite comes along and establishes the boundaries. Here's where you live. Here's where I live. These are my assets, and I'm going to be taking your assets. But we'll get to that at another show. Let me read this article to you quickly and give you the significance so you can see where we are. BRIC nation members, member states have been lately speaking in support of Russia's ideal to set up a credit rating agency run by BLOC. And it goes on to say, we have had very serious talks on the BRIC credit rating agencies, The topic is important for each country because in general terms, the BRIC banks, as they are also pursuing a strong rating necessary for work said Catherine said on the sidelines of the BRIC Business Forum, adding that there is progress in understanding. We have made remarkable progress. The Russian CCI president stressed that the idea of setting up a BRIC rating services was initially put forward by Russia's by the Russian side. According to Catherine, at the first Russian BRIC partnership, were not enthusiastic about the idea. Why weren't they enthusiastic about the idea? Because they were saying, wait a minute, we do that, the U.S. will attack us. We can't defend ourselves from the U.S. They ain't scared of that no more. They're not concerned about that no more. That's not relevant anymore. The U.S. is no longer relevant, and it won't be for, if we continue this system the way that we have it right now, it won't be for centuries to come. It will come back again, but you won't be here. The truth won't be told the way you may know it, but here it goes. But later they came to a conclusion that in today's world, here's what I was saying. They came to this conclusion now that the world has changed. What is the world that has changed? Humpty Dumpty has fell off the wall, and none of the king's horsemen can put it back together again. In today's world of politics and overriding objective economic indicators, what are those objective economic indicators? That SWIFT in the U.S. no longer determine economic policy by way of force of a gun, a nuclear one, and stands in the way of a unbiased credit assessment. The chairs of Russia's part at the BRICS Business Forums, a major side event of the Bloc Summit scheduled for September 3rd to the 5th, the business forum brings together the CEOs, business leaders of the BRIC nations, particularly Russia, China, Brazil, South Africa, and India. The event is held in China's southwest coastal city in parallel with the leaders' meeting. What is this credit rating going to be? I'm going to tell you what this credit rating is going to be, ladies and gentlemen. If you want to get a loan, let's say you want to get a loan for $20,000. Well, you have to bring your lender something of value for $20,000. If you want a loan, if you want to be loaned cash, you're going to have to be something that has the value in assets in order for them to give you cash. That could be anything from land. That can be anything from productivity. That could be anything from production of food. That could be gold, that could be silver, particularly silver. Silver is going to be so valuable it won't even be monetized anymore. It will be a national treasure, but it still will be a part of it all. You could have oil, or as an individual, there are things that you can have. You can have real property. You can have real estate. No, not real estate that in today's terms and in today's format, but real estate is a part of being, having real estate. From everything that your estate has is all intrinsical value. Yes, the land that you have, the overall production of that land that you have, the overall strategical importance of that, your overall talents and ability. What is it that you can do? What intrinsical value will you bring? Not only that, what other assets do you own? What other assets do you control that you can put under terms of ownership? And what's going to happen is that this is what's going to happen. Your interest rate will be almost zero. There will be a fee that you will be paying to them for servicing that overall collateralized asset. It's not debt. It's a collateralized asset. If you have a collateralized asset, you are not getting a loan. You are given something until you give back, but the overall obligation has already been paid in collateral. Case in point, let's just say you wanted $20,000. And you had $20,000 value in gold. You would give the gold as collateral holding, pay back the small payments, and then they'll give you the gold back. But if you don't pay it, they'll take the overall value of what you didn't pay out of the gold. Or if you totally don't pay it, they won't care. Okay, cool. You didn't want the gold. We'll keep it paid. It's not defaulted, it's rejected. You rejected the terms. In rejecting the terms, that's fine, because now you don't get back. Now, let's say you reject the terms and you were supposed to, you borrowed $20,000 and you paid $5,000 in it. Well, at the rejection, they would give you back the overall value of $5,000. Who in the world is not going to be running to that? The rest of the world will be. Because the rest of the world has been doing what? Preparing for the empire fall of the United States. So I just wanted to read that to you all. There's a bunch of other things. We will have other parts of this, but I want to open it up. If you have any questions or comments, give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. It doesn't matter what happens in North Korea, ladies and gentlemen. The U.S. has already lost that, and it's not getting any influence back. It's not going to be relevant in any vestiges or corner of the globe, other than for one thing and one thing only. We are going to be placing what was formerly known as the U.S. under receivership, and they will have to pay reparations for the overall destructive nature that they have brought to the world. Yes, there will be a confrontation. And in that confrontation, the U.S. has already lost. Even if this was if the system was not as manipulated as it was, the U.S. would have to go to war right now with North Korea to remain relevant in the world. And by doing that, we would actually have to go to war with China and Russia as well. What ally would be there? Not one. It's all a setup. If you'd like to get in on the conversation before we get out of here, give us a call, 866-510-9025. What is it that you should be doing? Well, you should be saving as a king or a queen, saving as a lady and a gentleman, not just in the overall physical asset of silver and gold, but saving in transferring your overall coupons of debt into assets, acquiring what is essential for people. First and foremost, yourself. There are going to be many people that you know from these generated storms that happen to put themselves in reverse. I want to say this. How in the world can the overall winds of movement and the overall winds move a hurricane on its trajectory, and then all of a sudden that same propelling wind stop and then allow it to back up? That means that the wind from the other side has to be pushing is against it as well. That doesn't happen. But we don't need to prove that. We know that the system lies about everything. There's a measure of truth that we now have to have among ourselves. I would highly suggest to everyone, wherever you are, whatever you can do, acquire assets. Because there are going to be people, and we're going to got a caller out of NYC. We're going to go to them right now. One second. As things start to unfold, you're going to hear a lot of people, family members and friends that didn't prepare, are going to be asking for your help and your support. That is going to be up to you on how you handle that. But the overall need is going to be great. This isn't the end of it all. It's just the beginning. The debt ceiling and all of that sets up for the default. The credit rating default of the U.S. is already sealed before the end of this year, as well as the war, the turmoil, and the overall starting to unravel. Wait till the U.S. tells Texas that they can't help them. You know what Texas is going to do? They're going to say China can and Russia can. and we're going to go into a sovereign nationship. They'll help us because we got assets. See you. Then all the other states will be doing that just as everyone is leaving the petrodollar. We got a caller in queue out of NYC. Go ahead, caller out of NYC. You're on Tando Radio Show. What is your name and what is your question or comment?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Good evening, Brother Dave. This is Thomas Smith in New York.
What's up, brother? How you feeling?
I'm doing pretty good, man. I'm all right. I had a question for you. Unrelated to the commentary you was just making. However, I do, I get your perspective on things. I don't quite see things the same way, but definitely we on the same page on a lot of things. My question to you, though, is I believe you're in the Texas region, right?
Yes, sir.
Were you affected by the storm? I haven't listened since the storm happened. But one day I did call in to ask, and somebody else was, another show was on it on that time frame.
No, I wasn't. Just have friends in that are like family members that are in that region that was affected. But me personally, no, sir.
You did do that interview, Dave, with Black Rose and on Who's in Houston. You did that program. It's in the archives.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I was just, curious, because I was seeing some things on the news, and I was, looking at it with a fine eye, and I saw some patterns that I saw happen in Katrina as far as relocating Black people. And, Houston has a lot of Black people. So I just was curious if you were in that region, so I could ask you a few questions pertaining to that, but I guess not. And I'll mute my line. Thank you very much. I just would like to say that I do not view Russia as an enemy to the United States. I think that's the game they play. But that kind of moves my theory around. However, Putin did just come out this week, the other day, and say whoever controls the artificial intelligence will control the world. And he even mentioned drones. If my drones take out someone else's drones, then they'll have to just surrender. It won't be a need for wars. So I would just weigh into the equation that the United States is, in my opinion, with the artificial general intelligence, the strong AI, leap years ahead of Russia and China as far as that goes. And I'll be my mind thinking.
Man, great call. Yes, but I actually read part of that article, and I agree. Russia is not really an enemy of from this standpoint. Now, I'm going to say this. All of these governments are in one big fraternity together. When these countries go to war, 99% of the casualties are always the general population of the planet. You never see one government that is killed. Germany is still here because they're in this fraternity. That's the facade that goes along. I firmly agree, and I saw that article as well. But I will say this, Brother Thomas, check this out. Do a little research. You notice that you remember, I want you to look up the USS Donald Cook and the incidents where the two collisions that happened. One of the things that's not talked about a lot is Russia and China being able to neutralize a lot of the U.S. technology by simply being able to cut it off by scheduler technology. Look at it. I think that you'll find that quite interesting. And those incidents actually happened. The Donald Cook Aegis class cruise missile actually went dead in the water in the Black Sea. To where they went back in the port and 11 officers resigned because Russia, with some of its older technology planes, were doing bombing runs and the U.S. couldn't even target it. And then it also played out in the overall collisions, the multiple collisions that have happened recently, particularly around the South Sea of China area, because they're letting them know your technology no longer reign supreme. So very, very important. Check that out, Brother Thomas, and then give us a call back. I would love to hear what some of your findings on that are. So much love, much respect, my brother. Next person before we get out of here, we got a caller out of area code 734. Welcome, caller, to Tando Radio Show. What is your name and where are you calling from?
Yeah, this is R. Keith calling from Detroit, man. How you doing today?
Thought that was R. Keith. What's up, R. Keith? How you doing, brother?
Man, you guys are always dropping those jewels, man. Just letting you know that. And, you know, it's very good information that you're giving. And I want to tell you, me and a guy the other day were talking about the IMF. And I know you're familiar with that. I think it's the International Monetary Fund.
Yes, sir.
I think that's, if I said that correctly. We were discussing that there's probably about seven, I'm not sure if it's 5 to 7 countries who are not, correct me if I'm wrong, that are not on that system. And every country in America that is not on that on that system, you notice the media says, has an agenda to say a lot of things about countries who are not on that system. You know, they come up and say whatever particular issue they have, it'll be strictly
central banking
negative.
System. Yes.
Yes. They, okay. And it's strictly negative. And most of these countries, from my understanding, correct me if I'm wrong, isn't North Korea not on that system?
North Korea is not on the central banking system.
Okay. All right. So there you go. That's an example. The countries that are not on it, you know, even though there's a feuding going on right now, but there's countries they say nothing but bad things about who are not on that system. And my thing is this. Can't these people spend and do how they want to do with their money anytime, any way they want, instead of us putting our stamp on everything and dictating and telling them how to do that? I just don't understand.
And our chief, you know, I just want to say, doesn't North Korea have a right to bear arms, a Second Amendment, the right to bear arms? What is this? The U.S. and Britain and Russia and China can be the only nuclear powers? Because we've seen it, if you're not able to defend yourself, what does this country do? They sanction you into a pummel, into break you, and then what do? They come in and steal your resources, and if you try to put up a fight, they'll invade you. So it's, I think North Korea has a Second Amendment obligation to defend themselves. Go ahead, Brother Aki.
No, and so do we as citizens, you know, to bear arms. And I think one more thing I want to try, it kind of slipped my mind. Well, it'll come back to me, but that's how I want to put it, because from my understanding, it was 7 countries. It might have been, I mean, they mentioned, I think it might have been Somalia. I mean, they never say anything good about Iran, of course, and then with Russia. So we know the agenda is. The agenda is to go after these countries who are not in that system, but it's too late. No one is buying into it anymore. Like you mentioned, the bully on the block has been punched in the mouth. And it's no longer scared anymore of big bad America.
And the thing about it is that one second. And the thing about it that's very, very important is that, see, North Korea is a bordering of 2 other nuclear nations. So North Korea actually most likely was assisted in developing what they have now. And what they have is far more than what they show. That's one tactic you don't show if you only got, you know, a 1-cylinder vehicle. You don't put a prop up 8 cylinders. You know what I mean? You hide it. So they got more. So there was a brother that wanted to chime. I think it was Brother Thomas out of NYC. Go ahead, Brother Thomas.
I'm sorry, I was trying to get into a quieter environment.
No, you're good, brother.
What I wanted to say, first thing is, who's telling us that North Korea has nuclear weapons? It's the media. So just common sense. Does North Korea have satellites? I would say no. So they can't guide those. That's all for show. North Korea, in my opinion, is a launching pad for a war with China. They'll be right on their border.
North Korea has nuclear weapons. They actually exploded a hydrogen bomb. You don't need satellites to guide ballistic missiles. The programming is in the missile head itself, and they can guide it through other ways. But there has been a number of independent, whether you want to say governments, various governments, seismologists, and because of earthquake, that hydrogen bomb caused the earthquake. So there's, I don't think that's a hoax. I don't think that just, you know, the media saying it so we shouldn't believe it. No, they actually do have those capabilities, Thomas.
I'm not saying they don't have nuclear capabilities, Scotty. I'm saying they don't have ICBM capabilities. They don't have a delivery system as they're trying to portray that they do. As far as I know, to have that delivery system, and I could be wrong, but you do need satellites. And unless somehow China or someone's letting them use their satellites to guide these missions,
boom,
I just don't really see them really having a real threat. I think this is just like the weapons of mass destruction that never were there. This is just a ploy for a more nefarious war that they're planning. And I mute my line because I'm in a quiet and loud environment.
You're good. I'm glad you brought up, because I think there's many factors and variables. Scotty, did you want to?
Well, Saddam on the Phantom weapons of mass destruction, the whole world itself for the Bush administration was saying that they didn't have any weapons of mass destruction. Saddam himself said, "I don't have any." In this situation is a bit different, in my opinion, because Kim Jong-un is saying, yes, I have these things. And so you can run up in here if you want to, but there's going to be millions of people that's going to die as a result. Wow, we got cut off.
Joining conference now. This conference is being recorded by the organizer.
Hey, Thomas, they're going to be using, because they're on the border of Russia and China, and they definitely are probably using their overall technology. Because remember, in the Korean War, it was China that came to the aid and stopped the overall U.S. and pushed them back to the 38th parallel. But Scotty is back. I wanted him to chime back in. Go ahead, Scotty.
And I just looked this up because what Thomas is bringing up is a very valid question. So we have to go and you know, get these questions answered. But it's totally possible, like y'all were just saying, they're possible that China or some other country is allowing them to use some satellites. But North Korea does have at least two satellites in orbit now. So they do have satellites. So, yeah, I just wanted to put that out there. But this is very serious. But I don't trust the mainstream media's portrayal of Kim Jong-un as some unstable, belligerent person. I think that's number 45 that's in the current CEO of USA Inc. has shown himself to be more mentally unstable or psychotic or something like that. To me, North Korea is trying to prevent war by letting you know what they got. You know what I'm saying?
Right, Scotty. Right. And I agree so much on that. And you know, man, I hate that the show is going to be ending. We got to get ready to get out of here. One second, real quick. So it's very, very important. Now, I will say this before the this whole thing is a part of a deception. And the thing is that there are governmental entities to control and to actually corral and separate the general population, because they don't want us to know how valuable our overall sovereignty and self-determination is. Then they have no overall flag to wave in front of everybody's faces. So much love, much respect. It's never goodbye. As always, I'll see you later. Big ups to my man Arkeef, to my man Thomas, my man Roz, my man Brother Bragg, and Brother Davis. Wise Wednesday tomorrow. Make sure that you're here. We'll Wise Wednesday, then we'll bring back a lot of stuff that's going on. Be ready. Everyone, have appropriate preparations, food, water. cash on hand for as long as it's going to happen, your overall ATMs and all this other stuff, when this goes, they'll cut the internet out. So we got to get ready to get out of here. Brother Braggs, did you want to add something before we left?
Just going to say, everything is commerce and everything is commerce. And if you think about that, you're right on point.
That's right. Everything is commerce. So, hey, so true. There was somebody else that said, hey, Dave. Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, I was just wondering if you're going to repost this on the tube so we can possibly share it to some family members.
Yeah, definitely. Scotty will put this on Black Talk Radio Network YouTube. Okay. Yes, sir. Definitely. Much love, much respect to you, my man Rob. So, all right, everyone, we're going to get ready to get out of here. We'll have a part two to this as well, and I hope you all will be there. We need to be in this together, and when things start to unfold, we'll be in a position. It's never goodbye. As always, I'll see you later, and before you ask for a fortune, make sure to give one away. Brother Bragg, if you would, chime us out. Peace.
Peace.
Gold dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all.